Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday evening, June 5th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of finance news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
FinTech Digital launches subscription-based Web3 and blockchain marketing service amid shifting U.S. regulatory climate. FinTech Digital, a Chicago-based financial marketing agency, has launched a subscription-based Web3 and blockchain marketing service to meet the rising demand in blockchain and digital assets. The service includes access to senior strategists, AI agents for compliance messaging, and is tailored for Web3 and blockchain brands seeking scalable growth. FinTech Digital, known for its work with traditional banks and fintech innovators, has officially launched a first-of-its-kind subscription-based Web3 and blockchain marketing service. With U.S. sentiment shifting, the firm views the intersection of blockchain and banking as a mission. The subscription offering includes access to senior strategists, multi-channel content execution, SEO, and compliance-conscious brand storytelling. Each engagement includes a marketing-trained, regulation-aware AI agent to ensure consistent, compliant messaging at scale. FinTech Digital's new crypto marketing subscriptions reflect a matured market approach, offering high-impact marketing built for today's agile, compliance-first world.
12 more in Van Allen practices, 39 attorneys earn top rankings in esteemed Chambers USA Legal Guide. More in Van Allen PLC, MVA, announced that Chambers and Partners ranked the firm as a national leader in banking and finance and financial services regulation, banking, compliance. Edward P. O'Keefe and Neil T. Bloomfield were recognized as national leaders in financial services regulation, banking, compliance. In total, 12 MVA practices and 39 attorneys earned rankings in the 2025 Chambers USA Legal Guide. Managing partner Thomas L. Mitchell expressed pride in the firm's high-quality service. MVA was recognized in various practice areas in North Carolina, Charlotte, and South Carolina. Chambers highlighted several MVA attorneys as leading lawyers in their fields. Chambers is known for its detailed rankings of legal professionals and operates across 200 jurisdictions. For more information, visit the Chambers website. Mining news breaks. Ucore Rare Metals Inc., UTU, UUAF closes oversubscribed private placement for strategic metals complex development. Ucore Rare Metals has closed an oversubscribed brokered private placement, raising funds for its strategic metals complex development in Louisiana. Each unit includes one common share and one half of a warrant, with net proceeds supporting key initiatives such as feedstock agreements and engineering progress. The agent's option could increase total gross proceeds to $11.5 million. Ucore aims to disrupt China's control of the North American RE supply chain through its advanced technology solutions. The company plans to establish processing facilities in the U.S., Canada, and Alaska, as well as develop its Boken Dotson Ridge Rare Heavy RE project in Alaska. Ucore is listed on the TSXV and OTCQX markets under the tickers UCU and UURF, respectively.
Glover Lawrence joins CETA Experts as Managing Director. Glover Lawrence, a senior strategy and corporate development executive with over 30 years of experience, has joined CETA Experts as Managing Director. With a background in leading transformational M&A and strategic initiatives in the technology and software sectors, Lawrence brings valuable expertise to the firm. His extensive experience in executing over 75 transactions totaling more than $17 billion will enhance CETA's ability to support clients in high-stakes mergers and acquisitions, private equity, and corporate finance disputes. Prior to joining CETA, Lawrence served as head of corporate development for Aspen Tech and Avid Technology, playing a key role in driving revenue growth and market capitalization expansion. His areas of expertise include acquisition strategy, valuation analysis, board governance, fiduciary duties, fairness opinions, post-merger integration, and cross-border deal execution. With a BA in history from Yale University and an MBA from Stanford Graduate School of Business, Lawrence is well-equipped to provide strategic growth and corporate development advice to technology companies and private equity firms. CETA Experts LLC is a leading expert witness firm specializing in financial services, offering expertise across the financial industry to law firms, regulators, and financial institutions. Thea Analytics Group appoints Stephen Baker as Strategic Growth Advisor. Thea Analytics Group has appointed Stephen Baker as a Strategic Growth Advisor. With over 25 years of experience in global data and analytics businesses, Stephen will support Thea's growth in the asset management and hedge fund sectors. His previous roles include Chief Revenue Officer at Cormont LLP and Global Head of Sales for ICE Data Services. Stephen will work closely with Thea's leadership team to expand the company's reach, focusing on global asset managers. Thea's flagship platform, Regulatory Risk Ranks, RRX, uses AI to transform qualitative governance data into decision-ready intelligence, with over 30 patents protecting the platform. Learn more about Thea Analytics Group at their website. The ultra-wealthy are opting for Singapore for safe storage of their gold. Singapore has become a top choice for the ultra-wealthy looking to securely store their gold amidst global uncertainty. The reserve, a vaulting facility near Singapore Changi Airport, has attracted significant attention. Tor Metals Inc., TSX.V, is one entity utilizing this facility. For more information on Tor Metals Inc., visit their newsroom. Mining Newswire is a specialized platform focusing on global mining and resources sectors, offering access to a wide network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communication services. Stay informed by visiting miningnewswire.com. Makita Investment Group welcomes new shareholder. Makita Investment Group has welcomed a new shareholder, Matt Curran, recognizing his contributions to the firm's research and consulting work. With over 70 shareholders, Makita continues to grow. Curran, a research consultant, plays a key role in evaluating equity investment managers. His promotion reflects Makita's values of growth and culture. According to Peter Woolley, managing principal and co-CEO, Curran's elevation reinforces the firm's commitment to supporting resources and employee development. Haley Tran, head of global equity research, praised Curran's dedication and insight, highlighting his role in strengthening client portfolios. Makita remains dedicated to providing independent advice and customized investment solutions for institutional investors.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.